The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Everyone who asks, receives. But many times we may ask, we did pray a lot, but no results. It's most probably what you ask is not the will of God. God will give us the best. And many times we see it seems that God didn't give you what you asked. But he did give you more than that. Our eyes so little look at these things, but God give us big things. So give thanks to the Lord that we have a good Father in heaven. So Jesus says, even you, human being, are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? So it's very certain whatever God provides for each one of us is the best. But it's different. But many times we calculate why he had this, and you don't. And that's the mystery. Each one of us, our way of the cross is our life is bountiful with graces, but to share this grace of Jesus on earth, nothing else, but to offer his life for others. So we too, that's what the last verse says, do to others whatever you would have them to do to you. But many times we don't. Many times we stop doing that because why doesn't he or she do it to me? We are conditioning our thinking. So the love of God is always unconditional, always being the first one